Now, so many people have sat down and done their family tree. Who do you think you are became the big show in the BBC, and then RT have done it, and everyone, the estates do it, and you sort of find out that your great-great-grandfather was, you know, a pirate. And there's a story in the papers today of a chap who'd he's done his family tree, and he's found that a long-lost Irish cousin of his is Meryl Streep. So he sat down, worked out the entire family tree, and this guy found out, actually it was the guy that discovered that Barack Obama was from Moneygall, well, his ancestors were from Moneygall, that actually worked it out, and he found that this guy is related to Meryl Streep. And this guy said, you know what, Meryl, if you're around at all, why don't you pop down? He's 72-year-old Jimmy Lafferty. Why don't you pop down? We're fourth cousins, once, twice, three times removed, and we'll have an ale beer. And there's a picture of him in front of his fire with his pints of Guinness and his two cans of Guinness. Just a quick observation. He's two cans of Guinness on a table right beside the fire. Firstly, they're going to get very warm. And secondly, if you leave them there too long, they'll explode. Anyway, that's just an observation point on the picture. Very close to the fire. So, I remember being told a story by my mum that my mum's mum, my grandmother, who was down born in Tipperary, her fourth cousin went off to America, when a lot were moving across to America, and then her son, so her fourth cousin's son, was Mel Gibson's father. So we can trace our roots back to Mel Gibson. So we're sort of in that crazy way of like 15 steps removed. Our family is related to Mel Gibson. Now, I've never met the guy. Never even tweeted him. Maybe I should actually ask him if he's around. And he was over here doing Braveheart. I should have popped down and said, how you doing? You're my, I don't know, seventh or eighth cousin four times removed. Have you done your family tree? So rather than somebody that you've met that's famous, because we talk about, you know, bumping into famous people, are you related to somebody famous? It could be your brother. It could be a famous movie star. It could be a famous sports star. Just somebody particularly famous. It could be that crazy tenuous link of like, you know, three grandmothers, seven cousins removed twice all over the place, and bang, there you go. I am related to whoever, you know. I'm related to Barack Obama as well. I suppose actually, technically, if there's people down in Moneygall who were some way related to the family of your man that went over, and then that's, yeah, people are related to Barack Obama down in Moneygall as well. Who are you related to that's famous? Get yourself very confused here. So you can give us a call and confuse us, 1850-715-922. As I said, it could be just direct. It could be your cousin, your brother, your sister, or it could be one of those where you go back over family trees. I'd love to know. 1850-715-922, or text us at 51552, or at Colm Hayes 2FM will do as well. I know. Sorry, Mel Gibson wasn't born in Australia, by the way, just so that we can qualify that he is actually related to me, because we're looking for people who are related to famous people if you go through your family tree. Mel Gibson was actually born in Peaks Hill in New York, the sixth of 11 children. And his mum was Irish-born Anne Patricia Riley. See, there you go. They weren't born. They moved, which is quite interesting. His dad got $145,000 in a work-related injury lawsuit back in 1968. That was a lot of money then, wasn't it? That'd be like a couple of million now. And that was against the New York Central Railroad. And they then relocated to Sydney, Australia. And that's why people think he's actually Australian. He's not. He was born in New York. And his ma was Irish. And my ma's ma can trace as lineage to his ma. So there. 11. Let me go to Annette. Hi, Annette.
Hi, Colm.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Who are you related to?
I am related to James Cagney, the old Hollywood actor.
Jimmy Cagney,
yes, wow. Indeed. Yes.
God, he's dead a few years now, isn't he?
He is. I think he's dead about 20 years, as far as I know, there or thereabouts.
So how are you related to him?
My dad's mother, so my grandmother, and Jimmy Cagney's mother were first cousins.
Right.
And Jimmy Cagney's mother lived in Two Pot House, which is just outside Mallow.
Yeah.
And that's where she was from.
Yeah.
And she got married and went to America. And, well, sorry, she had Jimmy, and he was two when they immigrated to America.
See, now, I never realised that. So Jimmy Cagney was born in Cork.
As far as I remember, from what I was told, the stories I was told, I probably should have Googled it, but I just didn't get a chance. But that's, as far as I know, that's the story, yeah.
So is this a story, or have you actually done your tree?
No, I haven't done the tree. I only ever listened to what my dad told me about the relation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and have you gone around telling people, like, have you got a drink out of this, for instance, going, hey, no, guess who I'm related to?
No, I've never done that.
And you never went over to see him or try to catch up or anything?
No, there was never anything like that. I think, yeah. You know, Dad's mum would be dead a long time. She died a year before I was born. So you know, that kind of family connection was gone. It'd been gone for a long, long time, you know. Yeah. And there's nobody, none of the older relatives now at this stage, you know, they're all gone.
Yeah,
the family home has been sold up. So, you know, I mean, like, we know that obviously that Jimmy had family over in they're living in New York still. Mm. And I suppose we could make contact with them. But I guess like that, I mean, Jimmy's sons or daughters would be probably around the same age as my father now. Well, my father passed away last year. But like, you know, so I mean, would they be bothered, you know?
It's a good Irish name, Cagney, though, isn't it?
I mean, it's a great Irish name.
There's the famous Mark Cagney. And Mark is from Cork as well.
Mark is actually originally from Milford, yeah. His mum lived in Milford up until a couple of years ago.
Okay, are you related to Mark?
Nope, not that I know of.
Okay.
And actually, where Jimmy Cagney was born, about two doors away, is where Elaine Crowley, you know, the TV3 news reporter?
Yeah.
That's where she lives, and her parents still live there.
There you go. The Cagneys and the Crowleys.
Okay, well, so he was quite famous as an old Hollywood actor. So he would have been in films with Marilyn Monroe, Marlon Brando. One of his most famous films would have been Angels with Dirty Faces.
Yeah.
And another claim to fame then as well is that the Home Alone, you know, those films that were brought out.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the films, Macaulay Culkin puts on a piece of film on the background to scare off the burglars or whatever. And it's actually Jimmy Cagney that's in that role of film that he puts on.
What's the movie that Jimmy Cagney was in when he's at the top of the water tower, isn't it? And he's going, top of the world, man, top of the world.
No, I don't know, Cullum. I really should do more research into it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure. He's nearly your uncle. Uncle Jimmy.
No, you see, that might get me a drink if I was out. I'll add on that bit next time I'm talking about it.
My Uncle Jimmy Cagney, God, he was a great man. Yankee Doodle Dandy and all that. Brilliant. Okay, Jimmy Cagney. Thanks for that, Annette.
Cheers,
have a good day. Take care of yourself. It can be any. Look, when you're going through your family tree, I'm sure you've done it. It can be the most tenuous link to somebody famous. It's fine. Or it could be somebody who's a Z-list fame as well, which is anybody you got out there as well. Teresa, how are you?
Hi, Colm.
Not too bad. Who are you related to?
John O'Donoghue.
John O'Donoghue.
Poet, writer, yeah, Dan and Claire.
Tell people who John O'Donoghue is.
He's a poet and a writer. I think it's mostly spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
Dan and Claire. So he turns out to be my father's cousin, who I found out about last year.
So you only found out recently?
Yeah, I started writing last year, and my dad was telling me about him. And so that was the first I heard. I still haven't had the time to look into him completely, but I keep meaning to buy his book.
So you haven't even, one of. Because he's your uncle, technically, isn't he? he's your second cousin, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it's
like. I get completely confused with all of these things. So, do you reckon that's where you got the DNA to be writing?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of like my brain gets filled up with thoughts and analysis of everything that's going on, and then it just splurges out.
And you just sit down and write.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So what's on the page at the moment? Is it a book or is it poetry or?
I started a blog this year.
Okay.
It was mostly poetry last year. Last year I was walking in the park and I just all of a sudden my brain just filled up, and I think I took to bed for about 3 days and wrote. And then this year I've become, what I'm doing is a bit more political.
Mm.
And so I've started kind of keeping a blog of what's happening on that, and I'm throwing in some of the poems that I wrote last year because they're all kind of related.
Very interesting. And are you working? Do you have a job that uses that skill as well?
I work totally voluntary on environmental issues.
Oh, very good.
It's all environmental stuff, and I'm good at writing for what I need to do. You know, I put together press releases and that sort of thing.
Brilliant. An amazing skill. What's on the agenda in the environment at the moment? What are you trying to save? Come on. I'm sorry, I'm not being cynical. I'm big into the environment.
I put out a call last Wednesday. I went to see John Whelan. He's my local TD, or senator, sorry. And so since then, we've been putting out a call to review the national energy policy. I started this People's Charter on Renewable Energy last November. So we're looking at reviewing all the policy in the country, because we don't actually have a national vision on our policies.
So is this maybe renewable energy, wind turbines, that sort of stuff?
Just energy. You know, we need to look at our whole energy systems, because we've just kind of toddled along with petrol and oil and just not really thought about where we're going as such. And we're just throwing together lots of different policies as things come up. So we need everybody in the country to look at where we want to go and then work towards it.
You'd be very against all this fracking that's going. It's starting in Fermanagh, but I know there's war going on in Leitrim and Sligo at the moment as well.
Yeah, I'll be following anti-fracking there for a long time. And then I'm in the Midlands, I'm in Laois. So I'm in the middle of all the turbine stuff. And it's actually a very difficult position to be in, because you want renewable energy, but what they're doing is completely just off the wall. Mm. So, you get a lot of stick. I would get a bit of stick about it. People assume that you're pro-turbines because you're environmentalist, but realistically you're an environmentalist if you are pro-environment.
Pro-environment, okay. Well, listen, you're writing, and that's it's in the genes, so what's the blog?
Teresa Leaf, I think I called it Clearing Clutter.
Teresa Leaf, Clearing Clutter, okay.
I think that's it.
Related to John O'Donoghue. Listen, thanks for the call.
Yep, thank you.
Take care of yourself. See you now. Bye-bye. There you go. And so it can be, you could be Ray Shah's uncle. whatever connection you have to somebody famous. Green Party ex-TD Senator Dan Boyle is a cousin of Susan Boyle. Really? And Dan Boyle actually has released an album. And he was on this, he was on with us a couple of years ago. And he started singing down the phone. Call him my best friend's ma. I love that. My best friend's ma is the first cousin to Martin Sheen, the actor, whose ma is from Boris O'Kane in Tip. That's from Paul. My dad is related to Frank McCourt, who wrote Angela's Ashes. And, of course, Malachy, who has major contacts in Hollywood. My dad's mother and Frank's mother. Am I getting that right? My dad's mother and Frank's father. Sad Limerick upbringing. Both had it. Okay, all right. They've done well in later life. And Colm, my grandmother was a Russian noble princess of the Galitzine family. My great-grandfather was the last prime minister of Imperial Russia. Harry, I'll have what you're having. And Harry in Wexford, listen, I'd love to talk to you, Harry in Wexford, if you can take a call and prove to us that, because this is the best one I've had so far, that your grandmother was a Russian noble princess of the Galitzine family and that your great-grandfather was the last prime minister of Imperial Russia. If that's real, that's amazing. I mean, that's a movie. But I think did we ring him? He won't take the call, no? Okay, Harry. But I believe you, Harry. I do. I do believe you. I don't. Neil Jordan's my second cousin, Colm. That's from Stephen. Okay. We're looking for any connection. This is the story of the chap down in, who's found out that Meryl Streep is like his fourth cousin, twice removed, or some long lost cousin. And he's invited her over for a cup of tea if she's ever around. And we're just wondering who you're related to in your family tree when you go back. Somebody that's in any way particularly famous at all. Is there somebody out there? 1850 715922 or text to 51552. Dave.
How are you, Colm?
Dave, I like this one. This is a good Irish famous man. Who are you related to?
My wife's great-granddad was president of the GAA, 1885 to 1889, PJ Kelly from Kilnadeem in Loughrea.
Wow, that's famous now. That's proper GAA famous.
Yeah, pretty much from the start, all right, yeah.
Well, that's more or less near the start, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is, yeah. I think he was maybe second or third president.
Yeah, yeah. And do you have any pictures of him around or anything, any memorabilia?
Yeah, there's pictures in the GAA Museum, and there's a picture at home as well. We originated from in Galway.
Wow. And did he play for Galway?
I don't think he did, actually, no. He was just more a political man, more than anything.
Suppose at that stage, when it was being set up, there was a lot of that going on, yeah?
There was indeed, yeah, so some good roots there in the family, yeah.
So is this a good conversation piece down the pub when things go a bit quiet?
It's always, even in the home place, it's always brought up all right, yeah.
Of course it is. Or if you're going down to watch a game anywhere. My wife's great-granddad could have been here. President
exactly,
of the GAA.
Yeah.
I like
exactly,
that.
Yeah.
What are the pictures like? Is he there with the big hat and those big suits? And
yeah, they're pretty old, right? They're suits and kind of a GAA medal or some sort on his suit. So yeah. I wouldn't call him famous of any sort, but yeah, definitely in the history books.
Yeah, I like that. GAA present. That'll do it for me. That'll do it for me. Listen, thanks for the call, Dave.
All right, Colin.
Take care of yourself.
Take
See you now. Bye bye. Yeah. Yeah, if you can relate yourself back to a GAA president, that'll do. Elizabeth, how are you?
Good morning, Colm.
Good morning. Who do you think you're related to?
Well, I recently found out that we are possibly related to Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly.
We're in the process of trying to track back through the lot of information that we have to see if this is correct. I found that out by accident, really, when I was doing some research on my grandmother's side of the family, who was Annie Kelly, married to a Patrick Kelly. And I do most of my genealogy online and came across a second cousin. His name is Billy Redmond, living in Wexford. And he told me that his mother, who's now 94, remembers being sitting around the fire and being told that Grace Kelly was one of them. And it's possibly true because my great-grandfather, Patrick Kelly, his father was born in Mayo. And that's apparently the homestead of the Kellys themselves, the famous Kellys. So we're in the process of going through that, maybe between us, to find out exactly if that is true.
So sort of just a nod and a wink, see a woman there? She's one of us. You're one of them.
Yes, exactly. Well, my great-grandfather would have been Patrick Kelly, and my granny was Annie Kelly. So we're hoping that it is true, and maybe there's somebody out there that would be better able to tell us a little bit more about the Grace Kelly family tree. I have looked up a little bit online about it.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that it is true. But he says that his 94-year-old mum says we are.
Well, if you got the nod that she's one of them, that's sort of, you know, in those days, that was enough. That's all you needed.
Exactly. Yeah. It does sound like that. All right. And he, as I said to you, we're beginning to try and track back and see if that is a possibility. And it looks, from what we have done so far, that it is a distinct possibility.
So if Grace Kelly was related in that way, is she like your third? See, I get very confused when cousins are concerned. I really do.
Well, the person that gave me this information, we've our second cousins, actually. But we didn't know each other up to a few weeks ago. And it was just through another family connection that this name of Billy was given to me. And I sent him an email. And this is the information that's coming through now at the moment. And we're hopefully going to look at that and see, you know, can we actually prove it?
Interesting.
So
okay.
If there's someone out there that knows Grace Kelly's family tree, then maybe she could contact the show and let us know.
If they text in or contact at all, we'll pass it on to you.
Exactly.
All right, Elizabeth. Okay, I like that.
Thanks for taking the call.
No problem. Kira, how are you?
Good morning, Colm. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Kira, who are you related to?
Oh, it's really embarrassing.
It's not.
It is. Frederick Fleet was basically in the lookout tower of the Titanic. he obviously didn't do very well, but...
Well, he did spot the iceberg. I mean, he did shout iceberg, and he claimed afterwards that if he had been given binoculars, he would have spotted it a long time before that.
Yeah, true. That's true. That is very true, yeah. But it's a big joke, you know, in our family that, you know, it wasn't really a great start, you know.
Should have gone to Specsavers.
Should have gone to Specsavers is right, yeah. But,
do you wear glasses?
Oh, jeez. Actually, he did. We actually found that out when we went to see the Titanic expedition in Belfast.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, so...
So you only knew then. You didn't know before that he was related to you.
No, because you see, our surname is very unusual. There is only actually one of us in Ireland, so it originates from the UK. So, you know, it was just the name just stuck out, as you know, and we said we have to be related to this guy somehow, and then it transpired that we were. So
there's only one Fleet in Ireland.
Yeah,
there's only one Fleet family.
Yep, that's it. Just one. Unique.
Okay.
Well, that's my maiden name, but it's changed now. But
so where is he in the family tree then? To you, did you work that part out?
Yeah, kind of. My grandfather. He would be his second uncle, or something. Yeah, something like that. It's not too far back,
right?
You know, I mean, we're not going back. Well, obviously, we're going back as far as the Titanic, but it is actually traceable. So,
and he survived.
He did, yeah. He later, as far as I'm aware, he later committed suicide with all the trauma. A lot of people did, actually.
I was just, because I was, when I saw that coming in, very interested. So we had a look around, and he went on after the Titanic to work on the sister ship, the Olympic.
That's right, yeah.
And his wife died in Christmas 1964. He was evicted from his house, and he became really depressed, and then he took his own life.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's sad, isn't it, to know that you went through all of that. And
what's sad as well is that he was buried in a pauper's grave, so nobody knew was there until 1993.
Yeah, isn't it terrible? I don't know. Just, it's kind of sad to know that happened to, you know, I mean, I know he was a relation of ours, but just to happen to anybody after all that, you know, to survive the Titanic, you know.
It's, you know, I mean, I'm just even, you know, the way DiCaprio and the Titanic and all that.
Mm.
But there's a great movie nearly there in that man's life as well, isn't there?
Well, hopefully, but just don't tell him we're related. We're not going to get any security jobs or anything, you know?
Yeah, you won't get to. So obviously there's a running gag in the family, is there? Whoa, watch that.
You walked into
a door, yeah. The usual,
yeah, or, you know, if you put ice into a glass. Oh, careful now, you might see it.
Brilliant. All right, Ciara, I love it. Thanks.
Thanks, Colin. Bye.
Take care. See you. Bye-bye. Frederick Fleet was the man's name. Born 1887, died 1965. Tragic story. But he was the lookout on the Titanic. The man who famously shouted, "Iceberg, right ahead!" and claimed afterwards, if they'd given me bloody binoculars, I would have seen it before. But then a really interesting story then when you read his life as well. Stephen, how are you?
How you doing?
Not too bad. Who are you related to, Stephen?
George Harrison, apparently.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's music royalty there.
That's rock and roll.
Okay, tell me the relation. How does it work out?
Yeah, well, so when I was younger, my father once said to me that we were related to George Harrison, and something that I kind of just forgot over time. And my father unfortunately passed away last year, but this Christmas we went to visit his side of the family, the older relatives, the cousins, if you will.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people there that I didn't really know that knew me.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, I remember you when you were a baby and all that kind of stuff." And so I was trying to come up a conversation. I was like, "Dad once told me that we were related to George Harrison. What's the story with that?" And they were like, "Yeah, no, we are. We're cousins with George Harrison." And I was like, "You're joking."
Yeah.
Next thing you know, out came autograph books, like really old autographs of George Harrison. And they told me that in 1963, when the Beatles came to play in the Adelphi, George Harrison actually stayed in their house.
Wow!
And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, he was there." And then he gave us his suit. George Harrison gave them his suit, and I was like, "Where's the suit?" And they're like, "Oh, we lost it somewhere."
Oh.
And I was like, come on. But then they said they went to Florida to like stay with George Harrison. I'm trying to remember the anecdotes.
Yeah.
But they went to Florida to stay with George Harrison, and they were in a swimming pool with George Harrison's girlfriend and stuff. And I was like, this is just mind-boggling stuff. So I was trying to work out what actual that means for me.
Yeah.
You know, from an inheritance point of view. Am I joking?
of course it is.
But I think it means that technically I'm George Harrison's third cousin. And the family lineage is the French's, apparently.
Yeah.
So I'm related to the French's. So if you look up George Harrison and the French's, you'll see that. That should check out, I think.
So when George came over to... Whereabouts in Ireland did he stay? Where was the house?
Well, the people that we visited were in Greystone, so I could guess that they were possibly around there. But, when he came to stay in 1963 for the gig in the Adelphi, he stayed in the upstairs room, apparently, with... the French branches, essentially. And
So well, you know this. You know the rock and roll walk of fame that they have around Dublin, and Hot Press did it. And there's little things stuck in walls where famous people were. You need to get something on that house in Greystones. George Harrison stepped here.
I only learned this a week ago, so I'm working on it as hard as I can to get my. Get my wedge in there on the Beatles empire, you know.
Get down there and get into the attic because the suit might be there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've just been handed this. You may be interested in this, Stephen. George Harrison left $100 million in his will.
There you go. That's why I'm getting this on the public record now.
I know. Yeah, now you can download this podcast later on, keep it, and present it to the solicitors as well when you're putting your case forward.
Fantastic.
Or get into the attic down in Greystones and see if the bloody suit is there.
Well, clearly I'm going to need to bond more with my second cousin before I can get to that suit.
See, you didn't need to put that on air now. See, that's the...
a lot more Christmas visits and birthday visits.
I love it. All right, Stephen, listen, good story. Thanks for that, man.
Thank you. God bless.
Take care of yourself. Related to George Harrison. Well, that's good. 2FM. And this is, we're having a bit of fun in the last hour. People that you're related to that are famous. Now, they could just be tiny, little, slightly famous, or they could be distant relatives. But just if there's some sort of connection there at all, okay? We got one on Twitter. Colm, I found out a few years back that my mum was related to Buffalo Bill Cody and Willie Mullins. Wow, that's hashtag related to. So if you are getting to us on Twitter at Colm Hayes 2FM, hashtag I'm related to. And that's interesting. A lot of people are getting onto that hashtag. Colm, afternoon. I have a few country and western relations. Okay, my mum, Lord of Mercy on her, had two. The first is Susan McCann and the second is Rosemary. Then on my dad's side, his second cousin is Philomena Begley. That's from Mark in Mullingar. Well, of course you'd be in Mullingar with country and western connections like that. Somebody texted in. I was having a bit of a laugh with Harry in Wexford because Harry reckoned that his great-great-grandfather was the last prime minister in Russia. Before the revolution. And somebody said Russian, and he also claimed that maybe his great-great-grandmother was a Russian princess. Russian princess relations is entirely plausible, Colm, as there were hundreds of women with the title princess who fled the revolution. Yeah, I would just, the more I read the actual text when he sent it in, when Harry sent it in, the more I was thinking, hang on a second, you couldn't even make this up. There's too much detail here in names. This has to be exactly what he says. So yeah, Harry, I wasn't messing with you. I do believe that you are connected, that your great-great-grandfather was the last Russian prime minister during the when they had the kings. What do they call it then? Royal Russia, White Russia, I can't remember. Colm, my pal in work... This is a great one. My pal in work, Gillian, is related to White D, who's on Channel 4's Benefit Streets. That's a great celebrity connection. Now, if you've seen Benefit Streets, it's about people basically in England who are on benefits, who are basically taking the piss out of the system and everything they get up to. And it's caused a furore in England at the moment because a lot of people say, you can't be showing that trick. You can see the man shoplifting. That's appalling. Dear BBC, bring back Terry Wogan. So, but a lot of people are saying, oh, hang on, why are you writing to the BBC? It's Channel 4. A lot of people are saying that it's a really good TV show. Okay, somebody says they think Ryan Tuberty and Benedict Cumberbatch are related because they're dead ringers. I just think both of them don't eat enough, and that's it really. Okay, we've got another one here. Okay, there's loads coming in now. Trish, how are you?
Hi Colm, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Who are you related to?
Morris Wilkins.
Now you need to tell us who the hell Morris Wilkins is.
He was part of a trio with Watson and Crick who discovered the DNA strand.
That's pretty impressive. So when did he get the Nobel Prize?
In 1962.
So your mother's... he was his first cousin of your mum?
Yeah.
So they would have known each other pretty well?
Oh, they did, yeah. They spent a lot of time together, but we didn't meet him at all.
Yeah.
My mother met him in 1992, I think it was, in Trinity. He got, I think he was given an honorary...
Doctorate, yeah, probably.
Doctorate, yeah, in Trinity for his work. And recently in the Botanic Gardens, there was and Watson was over because they had erected a big, I suppose, a statue of the DNA and RNA and all the rest of it. And it's a beautiful thing in the Botanic Gardens.
That's very interesting. So anybody else in the family, a good old scientist?
Yeah, my eldest daughter.
Really?
She's doing her PhD in the Mater Hospital at the moment.
So that's pretty impressive for her then, to know that she's related to Morris Wilkins, who discovered DNA.
Yeah.
That probably got her past a few interviews, did it?
I'm not sure whether she pulled that one out of the bag, but she may have done, I don't know.
I would. That's good. I
would too. So.
Morris Wilkins, part of the team that discovered the DNA strand back in 1962. Yeah. That's good. I like that. All right, Trish, have a good day.
And you too.
See you now. Bye-bye. And from that to I'm a distant cousin of Everton player Lee Osman. Not only that, my grandmother and Parik Harrington's father were cousins. Okay, that's another one. And the final one here is column Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers' brother is the manager of Tesco's in Bettystown. Well, that's that one sorted out.